As we are looking at, amen, praise God, our, amen, subject today, Revelation, amen, praise God, in the storm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God, because storms come to all of us, and amen, praise God, if you ain't been in one yet, don't worry,
don't worry.
Will have your opportunity, amen, to be in a storm. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God, and so then, praise God, to life, amen, praise God, as we live in life, amen, praise God, we'll be challenged by different things that arise in our lives. And praise God, and we are, amen, as the people of God, to realize that no matter what may arise in our life, amen, what storm, praise God, might come to batter us, amen, there is, amen, something, praise God, that we can, amen, comfort ourselves with, and that is the truth, that God will never leave you in your storm alone. You ought to praise him for that. Amen, praise God. He'll never leave you, amen, praise God, alone in your storm. Amen, praise God. When we see, praise God, amen, miracles in the Bible, praise God, sometimes, praise God, they are, amen, spread out, amen, and there is a miracle here and a miracle there. Amen. But sometimes, praise God, amen, by the providence of God, amen, we see clusters of miracles. Amen, praise God. Not just, amen, a miracle here and a miracle there, but, amen, clusters of miracles that come, amen, as it were, one right after another. Are we surprised by that? No, we are not surprised, because our God is a miracle working God. And you ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I know God works miracles in my life. All you got to do is look at me and you see a living miracle manifest right before you. Amen. Praise God. God is that kind of God that works miracles. Praise God. And on this occasion, as we have got perspective, hallelujah, from John and from Matthew and Mark of a single event, amen, we are blessed to be able to get information from each of those writers concerning, amen, praise God, the things that had happened. And because all of them give us information as to what had occurred, then we can get a full picture of what was going on. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. We begin, praise God, even prior to, amen, praise God, the scripture text that we read to you, because God had just, amen, performed a great miracle where 5,000 people, amen, praise God, 5,000 men had been fed, amen, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. That was a great miracle, as God had this great company of people to sit down and had, amen, praise God, them bring these meager provision and put it in the hand of God. And in the hand of God, that was insufficient became more than sufficient. You ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? Amen. No way 5,000 going to eat 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. But in the hand of God, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Praise God. Anytime you've got insufficiency, you need to put that in the hand of God. I'm going to praise him today. Amen. My insufficiency, amen, will not see me through. But if I take what is not enough and put it in the hand of God, he can make it to be more than enough. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. They, amen, praise God, seeing the great miracle that was done to take him by force and make him a king. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Scripture declares that from the days, amen, of John the Baptist, even unto that present time, that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, amen, praise God, you get that mixed up in your mind as to think, hallelujah, you've got to use a snatch and grab approach, hallelujah, to the kingdom of God. But that's not at all true. Amen, praise God. He told us, little flock, don't fear. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You better pray to him today. Can you say amen? So praise God, to receive the kingdom of God. Amen, praise God. You need a heart open to God. Amen, praise God. It ain't about, amen, your ability to do something out of the flesh. This thing is done by the power of God. Y'all are praising him today. Tell him I'm only making it today because of the power of God. Y'all better praise him. Amen. They wanted to snatch him and make him a king, but God ain't having no part of men lifting him up. He's God all by himself. How many know he don't need you? Amen. To put him in a position of kingdom, amen, leadership. He's already our king. He's already the Lord of this whole universe, and everything, amen, is under him, and everything, amen, is under his, amen, preview. And whatever word he speaks, it will stand. Y'all need to give our king a praise today. Can you say amen? So, hallelujah, praise God, it necessitated, amen, Jesus, removing himself, amen, from, amen, men, because always men do not savor the things of God, amen. Even Peter, when he had gotten a revelation directly from God, can you say amen, whereupon he was given the keys to the kingdom of the heaven, when the Lord began to reveal his whole plan to Peter, amen, that he would suffer and die, amen, he that was commended, hallelujah, told the Lord, be it far from you, that ain't gonna happen to you. But immediately Jesus told Peter, after giving him the keys to the kingdom, he said, get behind me, Satan. Amen. Because thou savorest not the things of God, but the things of men. How many know following men will get you in a whole lot of trouble? Y'all better praise him today. But amen. Holding on to God, amen, is what is critical in a time like this. Tell your neighbor, you need to hold on to God. Tell you need to hold on to God in a time like this. You need to wrap your arm around a God that'll never fail you. You need to lean on a God that you can depend on. You need to learn how to wait on a God that will come to you in your storm. You need to praise him today. So there was a miracle, amen, of the 5,000 being fed. Can we say amen? Amen. And then, hallelujah, amen, they wanted to take Jesus and make him a king, but he would separate himself from them and go to the mountain to pray. But before he would go to the mountain to pray, he would give the disciples, amen, an instruction. Amen. Go over to the other side. Can you say amen? While I dismiss the people here, y'all go ahead and go over to the other side. And he went up into the mountain to pray. We are given the information in the word of God, hallelujah, that it was evening. Can you say amen? It was evening around, praise God. Amen. Evening for Israel is 3 to 6 p.m. But the word of God let us know that it was dark. And so more likely it was around 6 o'clock that they got, amen, into the boat. Can you say amen? The crowd is leaving. Jesus is on the mountain. They're getting in the boat, amen, to do what God told them to do. Can we say amen? And as they row out toward Capernaum, amen, somewhere around 3.5 miles out, amen, between 25 and 30 furlongs, amen, the storm rolls up against them. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, just because you on the mission that God sent you on, don't mean there will not be adversity. Can you say amen? Just because God sent you to the other side, don't mean it's gonna be smooth sailing all the way over. Can you say amen? But the good news is that nothing happened that God don't see. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. From the mountain. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I don't know if he used those natural eyes or those Jesus eyes. Can you say amen? But I do know this, even in the dark. Lord, can you say amen? He was able to see. Can you say amen? You ain't got to worry about whether or not God knows what's going on. Can you say amen? Because even in the dark, my God is able to see. And what did he see? He saw them struggling. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God knows about everyone. What God told you to do, keep on the course that God put you on. Keep on pressing your way. Keep on holding on, because God got his eyes on you. Informed in scripture. Can you say amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. That they, hallelujah, amen, we're out there, amen, for a minute. Can we say amen? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, God don't always come on your time. Can you say amen? Sometime he leave you out there for a minute. Can you say amen? Not that he don't see you. Can you say amen? But he just leave you out there for a minute. Can you say amen? It was the fourth watch of the night. Can you say amen? So 6 to 9. Amen. 1 watch. Amen. 9. The 12. The second watch. 12 to 3. Amen. The third watch. And amen. And 3 to 6 would be the fourth watch. Are y'all hearing me? So they done waited out there, struggle out there from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And they still struggling in the storm. Amen. From 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, they still struggling in the storm. Tell your neighbor, you gotta wait a while. But hold on. Tell your neighbor, hold on. He see ya. He got his eye on ya. He know where you are. Hold on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When, amen, 3 to 6. Amen. That night watch is getting closer to the breaking of the day. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. That's when Jesus shows up. At any time he shows up, it's a breaking of the day. Can you gotta pray to him? Can you say amen? What are you saying? I'm saying light begin to shine in your darkness. Can you say amen? And deliverance is coming in your storm. You need to praise him. Can you say amen? Jesus came walking on the water. Can you say amen? Through the rain, through the storm, here he comes. Can you say amen? He's walking. Can you see that in Jesus? Their deliverance is on the way, and their deliverance began to approach them. Can you say amen? But the thing of it is Jesus, but they don't recognize who it is. Can you say amen? They say it's a spirit. Amen. They say hallelujah is something that is an apparition, and they began to cry out for fear. Can you say amen? But I got a question. Who are you expecting to come in your storm? Can you say amen? Who are you looking for to arrive in the middle of your storm? Can you say amen? Who do you think care about you like that? That they will walk on everything that's giving you all kind of trouble just to come to where you are. Who do you think can you say amen will be there when ain't nobody else there? Who do you think amen will be your rescue? Who do you think is going to come in this world? Cry out for fear. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But thank God there was revelation. Can you say amen? There was revelation in the storm. Can you say amen? They cried for fear, but Jesus said, be not afraid. Can you say amen? It is I'm the one that came to deliver. I'm the one that came to make a way. I'm the one that came to bring you out. It is I. Be not afraid. Y'all need a praise. Even in Revelation, amen, some of us, amen, want to make sure that it is God. After you got misidentified him, can you say amen? Let me come back to that in a minute. Can you say amen? After you got misidentified him, you still want to make sure it's really you. So Peter leaning out the boat, say, if it's really you, Lord, let me come unto you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God, don't mind being tested. Can you say amen? Why? Because he never fails. He never comes short of his promises. He will always do more than you think he's able to do. Y'all better praise him. If it's you, Lord, let me come. Amen. Praise God. God didn't mix no words. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He just told Peter, come on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. He didn't tell Peter, amen. Praise God. I'm going to make everything cool for you. I'm going to make it all good. Can you say amen? He just said, come. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor he didn't stop the storm. Can you say amen? But he still gave a word. Can you say amen? He didn't make the wind stop blowing. Amen. But he still gave a word. And Peter had that nerve. I'm telling you, it took some nerve. Can you say amen? To stand on the word of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, sometimes it ain't a casual thing. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, sometimes it ain't a casual thing. And when I say nerve, I mean he had a word that God had spoken. Can you say amen? The storm was still raging. The boat was still being tossed. And he had opened his mouth and asked God to let me come if it's really you. Don't put God to the test if you ain't ready to go.
see us step down on the word of God. Can you say amen? He stepped out on come. And sure enough, Peter walked on water. Nobody but Peter and Jesus ever did it. Can you say amen? Peter walked on water toward the Lord. Can you say amen? But Peter lost focus before he got amen to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you got to remain focused in your storm. If you don't remain focused in your storm, you're going to get to go down. Can you say amen? You got to remain focused.
Wonderful Savior.
Yes. Good word.
Lord thank Jesus, Lord. He comes to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But the wind distracts him. Ain't God good? He don't shut down the wind. He let the wind blow.
Thank you.
Some of us think, amen. Praise God. We got to have everything still. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God say, I'm a bigger God than that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You think, amen, you can only be delivered when everything is still. I want you to know that in the midst of a storm, I can still deliver. Shut the wind down. Amen. Pray God. Let the wind howl. Can you say amen? Let the wind blow. Let it storm rage. But I'm standing on the word. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We overestimate ourselves. Can you say amen? Ain't you glad God is a merciful? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, he's never beyond our reach. Tell your neighbor, he's never beyond our reach. He's never beyond our reach. Peter began to sink because his eyes is taken off of Jesus and he sees the storm. Amen. Praise God. Storms can be intimidating. Can you say amen? Storms can shake you. Can you say amen? Storms, praise God, can make you lose sight of Jesus. Can you say
amen?
But he did know. And tell your neighbor, everybody is saved. Know what they know.
I'm telling you.
It's you and I have everything you need. You. But you know what you know. You say, lady, you know if you're repenting of your sin. You know if you've been down in water. In the name of Jesus, you know if God fill you with the Holy Ghost. I have some shortcomings. But I know what I know. In the storm, don't you call everything else. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That comes because those things gonna leave you
afraid.
Can you say thank you in the midst of your storm? And you see
that's right.
Your money, but that's gonna leave you afraid.
I'm telling you, it will.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? In the midst of your storm, you see your friends. That's what friend that's gonna leave you afraid. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Sometimes your friend can't get you out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And if you look into the friend and the friend can't get you out, then you say, I ain't gonna get out. Everything that happens in your store, you gotta identify.
That's right.
Yes. Who that is.
I'm telling you.
I got some extra money. That was Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I got a touch in my body. That was Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got encouragement in my soul.
Yes,
that was Jesus.
Thank you.
Why? Because only Jesus gonna come to me in my store. That was Jesus. That ain't no ghost. That ain't no spirit. That's Jesus. He comes to rescue me. He comes to deliver me. I've been looking for him. I've been waiting on him. Can you say amen? Every time he moves, I see that was Jesus. Came to rescue me in the storm. Amen. Praise God. As Peter sinks, he cries out. Lord. Satan. You gotta know what you're
doing.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Tell you, you gotta know what
you're
doing. Thank you, Jesus. But it gets critical. Peter didn't have time to
scream. Hallelujah.
Took my eyes off of him. The wind made me scared. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Sometimes you ain't got to tell God stuff he already knows. Can you say amen? Because he told Peter, you're a little faith. Amen. You stepped out, but you didn't want to continue because you got distracted. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so he didn't have time, and he didn't tell God down the lip and all of that. Can you say amen? He knew he needed deliverance right there, save me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
In the name. Yes, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we've done seen the miracle, amen, of the 5,000.
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise God. We've done seen
Hallelujah.
The miracle of God seeing through, amen, even the darkness of the storm. We've seen the miracle of Jesus walking on the water.
Hallelujah.
We've seen the miracle of Peter walking on the water. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The cluster of miracles that God ain't done yet.
That's right.
You know, a cluster of miracles that God ain't done yet. One miracle after another miracle after another miracle after another cluster of miracles. God ain't done yet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. He saves Peter. I don't know what the distance was. Can you say amen? But soon as he called, he was rescued. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And now, praise God, they are seeing. This is Jesus and Peter. Amen. Praise God is seeing. This is Jesus. And they are welcoming him. Amen. Praise God on the ship. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. Praise God. As soon as they welcomed him on the ship, the storm stops raging.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Soon as he gets on the boat, he don't stand up and rebuke the wind and the wave. He don't do that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He just get on the ship. And when he get on the ship, amen, pray God, immediately the wind shuts down. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Why you ain't giving us no trouble no more? You got Jesus on board. Can you say that? You got the Lord on board. Thank you, Jesus. They come to worship him. Can you say amen? On that ship, they come to worship him. Can you say amen? Surely thou art, amen, praise God, the Son of God. Surely, amen, praise God, you are the Lord. Can we say amen? But he ain't done yet. Tell your neighbor, he ain't done yet. He ain't done yet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Not only does the wind stop, amen, immediately, but the Bible declares to us that as soon as Jesus is on the ship, immediately they at their destination.
That's true. That's right.
They at their destination. Soon as I got God on, I got to where I needed to be. Soon as I let him on, I got where I needed to be. Soon as I accepted him. So praise God, leaving you today, praise God, with, amen, the knowledge of a revelation in the storm. Amen, praise God. Who are you looking for? Who are you expecting? Can you say thank you, Jesus? The government is going to deliver you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Your buddy ain't going to bring you out. Who are you looking for? Amen, that man going to fail you. That woman ain't going to show up. Can you say amen? Who are you looking for? You're looking for God.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. You will see your expectation
manifest.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
But the good news is, When you overlook God, you're going to get
afraid. It's true.
But God say, I'm going to speak to them in their fear.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
I'm going to speak to them in their fear. Say thank you, Jesus. We need a word of comfort. When we get nervous, we need to hear the Lord speak a word. Can you say amen? What are you going to say, Lord? I'm going to let you know it is I. Haven't left you, haven't forsaken you. I'm still here for you. In the middle of your storm, amen, calm your fear. Don't worry, it's going to be all right. Just let me get on board. Glory. Let him on. Amen. The storm will cease. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
I got to lead you through.
But if you let him on, the storm will cease. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We as the people of God got to recognize the power and the authority of our God. Amen. Praise God. There are times when you just got to let him get in. If you just let him get in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You can get to where you're trying to go. If you just let him get in, the storm will cease. If you just welcome him on board, everything will turn around. If you have a moment, because God is on board. There is revelation. Amen. Praise God. In your trouble, is God speaking to you and telling you it is I. Amen. If I let the wind keep on blowing, don't worry about it. I'm still in the control. Can you say amen? If I let the storm keep on raging, don't worry about it. I'm still in control. If I don't change your circumstances right away, the word that I give you will uphold you in the midst of your storm. Just stand on my word and continue to trust. There is revelation. Amen. I cannot imagine. Amen. Praise God. The testimony that bees on the ship had to share. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Cannot imagine. Hallelujah. The good news that they had to receive the power of God. But when they had received a revelation, they were able to give a revelation. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They were be able to tell somebody, I was in the storm. Amen. Praise God. Couldn't make it to where God sent, but God saw me in my struggle. It's a curious part. I'm going to let you know. It's a curious part. Amen. Praise God. It's curious because. Amen. Scripture said that he would have passed by them. But they were crying out.
Thank you.
He would have passed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. See, say, God will allow your faith to be trusted. Fantastic. Can you say amen? He will see whether or not you will hold on to him. I'm not giving the insight, the totally in the word of God. But scripture said he would have passed by them. And in my mind is, amen, praise God, if they were going to trust him, he was just going to meet them on the other side. I see y'all when y'all get here. Amen, praise God, because y'all going to get that victory by trusting me and coming through. But when we are not able,
hallelujah,
when we fail short, and when we are afraid, there is a revelation that comes in the storm. And even though he would have passed by them, because of their cry to him, he turned to them. Blind Bartimaeus sat on the side of the road. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Jesus was coming by. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And he began to cry, oh, thou son of David, have mercy you crying.
Right. Glory down. Glory down.
Amen. But ain't nobody coming for you, Jesus. Ain't nobody going to rescue you but the Lord. And if you know he passing by, you better call him. For Bartimaeus, he stopped. Can you say amen? For the disciples on the boat, amen, praise God, he sent the word of comfort. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm leaving you. The disciples couldn't go to Jesus walking on the water. So God sent the word. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? It is I. I'm coming. Hold on. It's me. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. It's me. He sent the word. He comes to them. Blind Bartimaeus was blind, but wasn't nothing wrong with his feet. Nothing wrong with his legs. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when Jesus stopped, he didn't run over to Bartimaeus.
No, he didn't.
He sent a word to him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So then the word to the people on, amen, praise God, the ship, it's I. Yes. You say amen. Amen. I'm coming to you because you can't get to me. I hope y'all follow me. Amen, praise God. With blind Bartimaeus, he stops. He's ready to minister. He sends a word to Bartimaeus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But he doesn't go over to Bartimaeus. Amen, praise God. The word came to Bartimaeus. The master called him. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
God want to see you.
I'm telling you.
You got an appointment.
I'm telling you.
Amen, praise God. You done held him up. You got an appointment.
Yes,
the beauty of Bartimaeus is, amen, praise God, he threw off that beggar
garment.
I ain't going to be needing this
no
more.
I ain't going to need it no
more. I got a point for a team. Can you say amen? I ain't going to be begging on the side of the road no more. I got an appointment with Jesus. Because I know when I get there, I'm going to tell him just what I want. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He was able to receive because he has faith in the power of a God. Amen, praise God. Don't be looking to go down in your story. Don't be looking for nobody else to show up. Be looking for Jesus. Everything you see working, you see that's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. If he'll get into the ship. When he get into the ship, storm calm, you'll be at your destination. There is a revelation in the storm.
Amen.